give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, back again tonight. Thursday night edition of our program with Rick Adams Uncensored, and a couple of surprises along the way tonight, perhaps, so you stay tuned. You be watchful and earful, and also, don't touch the dial, if anything, you know, pot it up. Let's get more volume here tonight. Critical times upon us, the time of tribulation, Jacob's trouble, and that war that I told you about 8 years ago here, Esau versus Jacob. It's coming to a terminus, folks. But let me begin again, as I have been now, I would like to, every night, with a reading from the Scriptures. Once again, I just opened the Bible today, not knowing where I would open it, not knowing where it would open to, and wouldn't you know it, it opened to the book of Isaiah. That's right, to the book of Isaiah, very important prophet, just like Joshua and we read from Jeremiah last night. Folks, Joshua is a book like no other book. Each prophet has his own mission to perform for God. And likewise, Isaiah very powerfully addresses the coming king. That's right. In Isaiah 32, first verse, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness." Now, what king do you know of today that rules in righteousness? What democracy-oriented kingdom do you know of which rules in righteousness? I don't know of any. In fact, it is the most debased and debauched form of government. Lying, stealing, cheating, deceiving, bought and paid for corrupt politicians at every turn. You wouldn't want to spend an hour in an elevator with them, that's for sure. Put it that way. But here, we read in Isaiah, in 32:1, that he shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Judgment, folks. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water from the tempest rise in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dimmed, and the ears of them that hear shall not hearken. Rather, shall hearken. Forgive me. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Oh, boy. I can think of a few talk show hosts back home that stammer all the time. Maybe even they shall learn to speak. Oh my, we'll come right back, folks, after this blessing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You gotta write him off. Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Well, that's right, folks. We ourselves here are the only ones in our nation. This is the last bastion of freedom. This is the last holdout for the Antichrist, Zionist, fascist, racist state of Israel and its minions to impose its one world Talmudic control. Right from the synagogue of Satan. We know that the Republican Party is as corrupt, if not more corrupt, as is the Democrat Party. We know it, that what they've just done. We know what they did in the Senate. The gun bill, so-called, as it's being called, has cleared the Senate hurdle, as we indicated last night it would, as the filibuster threat falls short. Now, this is the same group of Republicans who said, trust me, trust us in the last election. We are going to give you the best possible candidate we could. And who do they give us? Ron Paul? No. They gave us Mittens Romney. Totally, absolutely the bottom of the garbage heap. The bottom of the trash pile. Mitt Romney. And then they got in and they said, well, Obama won this election and we regret it. But Ron Paul supporters allowed him to get back in. Well, isn't that too bad, they said. But you know what? We're going to fight for America. And who do they fight for? The Rothschild cabal. Absolutely. They raised the debt ceiling. They agreed to compromise on taxes. They've agreed to compromise on all of this swindle of financial indebtedness of the American taxpayer born with a tax burden and lien on him. Now, did you expect them, these same Republican holdouts, the handful that it took who walked away from their obligation to the Constitution on gun control, on the Second Amendment? Why would they? Friends, if that Constitution can be torn up at any point, as it has, literally since day one, you come right down to it, then it can be torn up in any other part. And that's what they've done. So, naturally, the Senate Democrats, joined by 16 Republicans, were able to overcome an attempted filibuster by a group of holdouts, hardcore holdouts, who, of course, have been jeered and called heartless and cruel by the so-called surviving families of the Sandy Hoax incident. Well, that's exactly what they have done. They have created a false incident, another false flag, like 9/11, like Pearl Harbor, and then they condition the mind to respond in Pavlovian fashion, as they have. And so this so-called gun law concept is drafted now in secret, as some are saying. Now, this is the one that Connecticut drafted in response to this Newtown video shoot that bans firearms Publix already owns, firearms that are already owned by a number of people in Connecticut. By the way, before they had this silly governor sign it, this Malloy, they went out in great numbers in Connecticut, as predicted, and bought as many possible guns as they could afford. So now it's being held up as a model. Isn't that interesting, huh? It just so happened that this shooting gave the Judaic Talmudic Antichrist Zionists the opportunity that they had been looking for all of these years to create the conditioning of the mind and the soul of America to bow down and surrender their only spear of freedom. From the old Bible to the new Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, that rock must be smashed, they said, and we will smash that rock of freedom. Two senators announced yesterday that they reached this compromise on a so-called universal background check system in this package that they wish to present. And this, of course, means universal central registry of guns. That's all it means. Isn't that what they, the Jews, did to Russia? Isn't that what they did in Bolshevik communist Russia in 1917 and beyond? That is precisely, folks, what they did. Precisely what they did. Far more primitive, I'll admit. No databases, no computers, none of the technology we have today. But the commissars empowered the governors, all of the KGB, NKVD, Cheka secret police, with the kind of firepower they needed to go into the villages, into the hamlets, and find out who had the guns. And if they had the little muskets, why, they would overpower them and take them and kill them. Kill them. Right then and there in cold blood. That would send horrors throughout the villages. That would send shrieks of horror, just like the Jews did in the Deir Yassin Valley, in the communities, if you will, of Palestine when they were advancing their terrorist objective to terrorize all of the inhabitants of Palestine into fleeing and surrendering. And that worked. Adir Yassin. You see? They've been doing it since day one. They've been doing it since their father was born. Murderers from the beginning, as it says in the scriptures. So this bill that emerged from the Connecticut legislature was basically a secret deal, despite what they would have you believe. And what they're working on in Congress now has all of the earmarkings in the Senate of a major lobbying push, not merely by the administration, but within the Republican Party to enforce tyranny amongst the foot soldiers in the campaigns of those who are coming up for re-election in the Senate, you see, for next year. So what they're trying to do is intimidate, frighten, scare them. You better get on board with us now if you want to get reelected, because you don't want to be seen as a child killer. You don't want to be seen as a murderer of little babies in a classroom now, do you? And we have our ways of punishing you. We have our ways of working your district, your state, whether it be Alaska, whether it be Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Maine, any state, we will succeed. This, folks, is an army of evil. This is an army of control, an army of intimidation. No logic, no reason, no rationale, nothing, absolutely no refutation of any of the claims of the opponents of gun registration and control. It's just teary eyes, saddened faces, and how dare you accuse us? How dare you attack the memory of our loved ones? That's all you need to go to war, isn't it? Indeed, it works every time. But there's something different this time, folks. By the providence of the Father in heaven, this is not going to be a quick, said-and-done deal. No matter what they do, we have sheriffs now, and I've just received some information from some of the sheriffs in Texas, some of the sheriffs in Colorado, with that new law that has been signed by the governor there under very questionable circumstances and timing, of course, that they are going to appeal it, they are going to fight it in any way they can. And now, folks, any way they can is the key here. All options are on the table. Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that sound familiar? We need to think about what that means. Before I take the break, I would like to take this opportunity to join in on the pledge drive here at RBN, as I'm told. We have a bit of an emergency once again, asking you, our listeners, to call in. Call in right now at the usual number and give your pledge to Dan at 800-313-9443 for any amount that you can afford. There is some need for several thousands of dollars to keep us going. And particularly, also, we want to mention one of our own in passing, of course, the fact that Mr. Bauer, I believe, has passed from RBN rather suddenly. And that was definitely a great loss to this network. And we want to remember him when you call and make a pledge, a donation of whatever amount it is, to RBN, that can be obviously done with a card, a credit card if you wish, whatever means you have. And when we come back, I'll give you the address where you can send in your check or your money order to RBN at this time. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Be right back, folks.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lean the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Well, I do. I approve of taking action. Folks, the most aggressive action that you can take is being prepared spiritually in your heart, as was the prophet Isaiah, as was Jeremiah, as was Jesus himself. When he came to this earth in bodily form, and he gave his life at the hands of the devil, Satan and his children then. It was the same then as it is 2,000 years later. 2,000 years later. Now, all you have here is this network. You don't probably enjoy all of the programs, and nor should you be agreeable with everything that's being said or done. Nevertheless, what you have here, and I can speak for myself, you have a program, 1 hour each night. Get in and get out with a nugget of truth that provides you with that opportunity that you don't have anywhere else. You don't have freedom. You don't have any freedom anywhere else. So don't ever complain. Don't ever complain about what you may or may not have at RBN. You do have choices. You don't have that with any controlled corporate entity that is run by Madison Avenue and which is run by the synagogue of Satan. The powerful, the elite, the moneyed interests, the interlopers, the high finance people, the people that are the movers and shakers, the creators and then taker-downers of politicians, the people that install governments and then overthrow them, okay? So, if you care enough and you wish to call, you can call now at 800-313-7888. 9443. Or if you wish to send a contribution for my sake or anybody else's, you can send it to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, and that's Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas. Two words, Round Rock, like it sounds, Texas. 78664 is the zip code, all right? Hopefully some of you are calling right now and we'll make your donation. And whatever the amount you can give, again, is certainly welcome, obviously. I know that Cynthia McKinney, who, as you know, was on this program a number of times, has been traveling all over the world. She has engaged in quite a bit, I should say, maybe a hot pursuit of truth along the way. I don't agree with Cynthia on everything, obviously. Maybe miles apart on some issues. But one thing about Cynthia McKinney, the ex-congresswoman from Georgia, is that she does not like being told what to do, unlike other congresspeople and most dirty, filthy politicians do like being told what to do if it will result in their advancement in this world. In this world. Okay? Now, she doesn't like taking orders, particularly being a black woman, and she doesn't like taking orders from the Jewish lobby. And she knows the hand of Jewry upon her. She knows extortion, blackmail, intimidation, violence, terror, criminality of all sorts. And this is just a brief clip I'll try to bring up for you of what she was talking about when she was talking about going back to the 60s and the COINTELPRO operation of this government, this corrupt FBI, this corrupt government in Washington, NSA, CIA, and what they're capable of doing. And this is a little bit of her, what she said.
The counterintelligence program was a program that was run by the FBI that sought to divide people in the United States one from another. It sought also to repress people so that they would not be able to experience the freedoms that we would like to be able to experience, the counterintelligence program. And I don't know why I'm so hung up on this idea. Why are you so hung up on this idea of liberty and freedom? If we don't get hung up on it, then it will be taken away from us. That's why we have to care.
That's pretty brief, a brief quote of one of her recent addresses that she gave before a live audience. I think that that in itself spells it out. Freedom isn't free. You have to pay for it. We've lost most of our freedom now. Under the guise of terrorism by some group, some people, some ethnic tribe that had nothing to do with it. And covered up by the very people that did perpetrate the crime. How can they do that? Well, as we saw with Sandy Hook, the hoax, you have to have control over two things. Two things you've got to have control over. The media and the government. And they have both. We'll come right back. We may have a surprise coming up in just 3 minutes. Support RBN. Give us a call. Call for your pledges right now. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, we know what needs to be done. We know what will be done, and we know that it will not end without bloodshed, folks. I am not the one who wants to see bloodshed. I certainly don't encourage it. But there comes a time in every nation's history, particularly ours, when it must assert its authority under God. We know that David picked up the sword. He didn't have a .223 caliber. He didn't have a Bushmaster rifle. He didn't have a Beretta. He didn't have any of these other weapons, the so-called killer weapons, as Dianne Feinstein would have us believe. He had the sword, and he had the physical sword, but without the power of God behind it, he didn't have enough. The Philistines. You know, we think about all of those in the scriptures, and there are countless examples of the kings fighting against their enemies. And this fight, of course, with Edom and Esau, I know went on for centuries into millennia, and this battle continued to rage on between Esau and Jacob, even as Esau was defeated and then forced to enter into the house of Israel. And this is how they got into the temple. And this is how they got into the purse-snatching business, okay? When Jesus took whips to them in the temple, literally became violent, because they have turned the house of the Lord into a bank. They turned it into a synagogue of Satan. And so, as a result, they have been there ever since. The temple has not been cleansed and will not be cleansed until his return in judgment on them. And they will be annihilated. They will be taken down like the grass is cut down by the lawnmower. Right now, we have a surprise. We haven't heard from him all week. He's been busy. He's been traveling. He's been working a number of jobs on all fronts. And he is here with me now for a few minutes to talk again about this lie, this Sandy hoax, and what we are doing about it. Dr. K, welcome to the program.
Oh, hey, just an absolute pleasure. God be with you. How you doing, Mr. Adams?
Oh, I'm doing as well as anybody could expect me to do under these battlefield conditions.
No question. No question about that. Thank you. Well, this Zionist agent, this arch enemy of the human race,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Obama, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, whatever, this is a complete fraud. He has proven himself to be the most terminal Zionist agent that ever walked the planet Earth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For those who have said, well, you know, they don't like him, and Netanyahu this, and Netanyahu that, and this, I mean, what a joke.
It would be funny if it wasn't so tragic, that's for certain.
What a compliant agent of Zion to scoundrel of the century to perpetrate this Sandy Hook hoax, to not even capable of anything but a finger pointed at a tear duct. And I understand that these hucksters joined him apparently on Air Force One in a last-ditch effort to secure their filthy, scam of Greater Israel or whatever it is. Apparently that happened. I haven't paid attention, but apparently that really did happen.
Well, yeah, that's what they want us to believe happened, and that's what they say happened. And, you know, it's like Sandy Hoax. You know, there are so many stories and accounts given each and every day, you know, the North Korea situation, this situation, that. But anyway, let's take it let's take it on its surface and say, okay, yeah, he enlisted the army of God there, the ones that love their children so much that they would use them in a false flag and so on and so forth. And of course, they didn't even have children, some of them, obviously. But, you know, the fact is that, this administration is being used as no other administration has been used since W, to bring about a lockdown state, a disarmed nation in the face of what they intend to do to us. And that is a complete financial rape, a complete total destruction of everything that people have in their bank accounts, in their wallets, in their homes, in their equity, everything gone.
Yeah, and this is a curious thing, these Jews. What we called the article is the Communist Jews of Newtown and the CBS 60 Minutes interview, that when you look at the apparent residue of the parents, these faux parents, they're all Jews. You have Neil, the Zionist Jew, Heslin.
Yeah.
He is what he is. You have who was in debt and in trouble, and they bailed him out and all. You have the Barden's arch-Zionist, to the nth degree,
mm-hmm.
he and his wife. You have David Wheeler and Francine Lobus Wheeler. So you've got three sets of Jew parents there. Then you have the other arch perpetrators, which are the Jimmy Green and also Nelda Marquise Green, Zionist agents as well. That's four sets. I don't know whatever residue was left. Apparently, they propped up Teresa Russo, another Jew, Bill Lucart, another Zionist mole. I mean, this is a Jewish attack against the universe. Just one more, just like 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here you have exclusively world Jewry.
Yes.
That destroyed that World Trade Center and murdered all those people, and
yes.
not even the tip of anybody's finger has been lifted against the actual murderers. So this is just to be stating on the record that this is a Zionist plot. There's no other option. There's no other possibility. There's no other perpetrator. And when these people start attacking each individual in this country, they'll be the ones who are responsible. Every military soldier that they're taking guns from, every person they call a mental case, it's Israel. It's the Zionist entity that's exclusively behind this attack.
Well, now, despite your transit nature right now and being away, I know the website nodisinfo.com is being maintained and added to all the time, and we're very grateful for the latest updates that you have put on, you know, concerning the, you know, the Brickell family and its role, the Adam Lanza school ID photo, the fakery that has been presented to us, the, you know, the fact that all of the politicians who could be bought and paid for, like the governor, Dan Malloy there, who is as phony as a $6 bill, can be brought together to all get in on this hoax. Otherwise, they face political and possibly legal retribution. So they jumped in on the bandwagon. They're doing it in my state. They're doing it with a number of other issues. Wherever Israel commands a presence and they come to a politician, it comes in the faces of different front groups. They sit up and listen. They don't listen to the folks out there. They don't care about their children, their families, the people in the community which they supposedly represent. You know, City Hall making phone calls, that doesn't bother them in the least. What bothers them and frightens them is the presence of world Jewry telling them what they need to do. That's
traitors,
what scares them, yeah.
Traitors and treasonous scoundrels. Yeah. And it is exclusively Israeli moles and their collaborators that are now confiscating weapons that are inducing legislation against the people, against their free rights, that would be responsible for the implantation of RFID chips and have already been responsible for the systematic destruction of the economic empire that once was America.
Right.
That we do know that. The Brickell, now mentioning details, the Brickell family, these are the most rabid Zionist agents you can find, extreme perpetrators. This is, Jane Vogel Brickell, who is Mary Sherlock in disguise. There is no real Mary Sherlock at this time.
Mm-hmm.
There was no school psychologist killed. We have proven it on nodisinfo.com categorically that a Brickell face from the Greenberg Picasa album, now identified as Jane Vogel Brickell, is the lone face for the photoshopped and the heavily makeup Mary Sherlock pictures. She's also the lone shop for the Photoshop. Another arch criminal is Bill Sherlock, Zionist agent to the nth degree, and his collaborating relatives. He's the lone man for the fake Sherlock. So they loaned the Brickell face to match him in Photoshop pictures. That's how devious Jewry is to achieve its aims. And every traitorous, treasonous scoundrel in D.C., at least you are called out for signing any legislation based on a filthy lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least in 9-1-1, they murdered people, and vile enough as it is. In this case, it was a faux murder, using children's names.
Except undoubtedly for the Lanzas, and God knows what they did to them.
God knows what they did.
I mean, they keep telling us things they can't back up. And, you know, when I see guys like Brian Williams and the rest of these little frontman anchors reading their cue cards and so forth, and they say, we saw the shooting at Sandy Hook, you know, immediately that word saw, you know, raises a flag and say, no, we didn't see anything. All we saw was the press conference. We saw an alleged crime scene out of doors. We saw the wooded area. We saw the police taking the rifle out of Adam Lanza's car, allegedly. We saw a number of people talking about it. We did not see any shooting. So let's cut that out. Let's get over that lie right here and now. And yet, as I told you when it first happened, Dr. K, and when we started reporting on it, I said to you, it doesn't matter to them. They can laugh all the way to the bank, to the bank, to the bank, because now they've got their Pearl Harbor in the minds of people and now can advance their Jewish agenda from that point on.
No doubt about it. We will.
It doesn't need logic.
No, it doesn't need, and you're right, nobody cares, because the judiciary, whatever that is, the presidentiary, the Congress entity, the senatorial. I mean, I do give credit to Rand Paul and to Ted Cruz for at least sticking their nose in it, and God bless them for that. And but, you know, besides one or two individuals, they own it all. They've bribed it all out, you know. So we
they
know
have, and they've done it with threats, intimidation.
Yeah.
Promises of advancement, trade-offs, the White House itself, you know, they've done all of this.
And plenty of pedophilia, God help us, you see.
You know, you have said it so beautifully, I can't replicate it. When you talk about the filthy nature, the vile nature of these people who would do the things that they do in lying to us, murder, of course, is nothing for them, but they realized at this time that if they pulled out an actual massacre, a real documented massacre in a classroom, anywhere else, virtually, there would have been so much more liability, so much baggage that they could not afford to have. They had to secure this building and this location for that purpose.
That's right. This was a Zionist cell. It was the safe house, the Sandy Hook house, with the mole Janet Robinson, one of their agents, with mole Don Hochsprung, with mole Gittner, who also went by Christian Hochsprung, and so they have put in place 2.5 years ago, and then they had this well crafted list of victim, who are their agents and their collaborators. What we have proven on nodisinfo.com categorical is that Mary Sherlock is actually a Greenberg album woman. Mm-hmm. We know who she is. She needs to be investigated and probed and prosecuted. We know that that her husband is Rick Brickell, I believe his first name. He's a keynote perpetrator. We know that Bill Sherlock is tied to the Greenberg cabal. We know that his wife, the Greenberg's wife, Vicki Wohl Greenberg, is an arch enemy of the human race and is a rabid Zionist Jew who is a chief perpetrator of Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. He's a major, major element in this, a key endorser of apartheid Zionist entity. Mm-hmm. We know these things for a fact that cannot be disputed. So this is kind of building a case with names, with connections of a criminal act. And part of that criminal act, and maybe someone can look up the law, is soliciting money based on a fake death. You know, remember those days in the 60s and 70s when people faked the deaths of their husbands and wives to get insurance money?
Sure do.
I mean, they're all in prison, you know, for a point of time.
Yeah, so, it used to be a TV program called The Cheaters, and that was one of the constant themes, obviously, throughout that program. But, you know, here we have the police, we have the governor's office, we have the mayor, we have the fire department, we have Homeland Security actually faking a crime scene, which in itself is a crime. If I were to do this, or you were to fake a crime scene, and we were to call the police and say, look, such and such happened, you now can be prosecuted for such misdeeds. Here they are complicit in it. They were part of this false scene. So what does one do when the law itself, you see, the law itself can get away with it?
That's why they they feel like they can laugh all the way to the bank.
Oh, that's why they want the guns, folks.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You get it now?
Don't you dare and comply to any of this confiscation inanity. And the other thing is that we know for a fact that Donna Soto, where is she now? What happened to Carly and the so-called Carlos?
And how about Mr. Chicken. Parker? Robbie, he's not what laughing happened? Anymore.
No, he's laughing, and he's not even laughing to the
not laughing on camera or crying on camera, depending on which camera he's looking into.
Yeah,
all right.
You know who called me? I'll tell you in a minute.
All right, and we'll try to squeeze in a call if we can. Barry in California, possibly Steve, but we'll come right back first, folks. Dr. K is on the line.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back now. I did want to remind you again, we're still taking off-air calls, pledges for RBN at this particular time where the need is great. And in honor of Brother Bauer here at RBN who passed on, 800-313-9443 is the number to make a pledge. And we've given you the address, and you can, continue to listen tonight when that information will be given out, as well as tomorrow. So let me just, Dr. K, have you say what you were going to say and see if I can squeeze in a call or two.
Yeah, I mean, you know who called me indirectly? Jillian Soto. What does she want? What does she want from, what is she calling? You know, where is she now? What's the purpose of calling someone who's just trying to get a proper investigation of this scam out there?
Trying to intimidate? Is that what they're doing now again?
Well, who knows? Maybe they would wear a wire, right, if you tried to contact such an individual and claim you're trying to intimidate them. That's very plausible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not about... I'm just here to like you are, to do the duty to God we promised each other this year.
That's right. That's right.
We stand up for our almighty creator.
And we will. And we won't quit until they take us down, folks. But they're not going to do that either. So help us, God. Amen. Let's take
a
call here.
Whoever Carly Soto is, she's putting on her Twitter that she wishes she wasn't alive. I wish she wasn't alive either, at least up until Sandy Hook. We didn't need this. You know,
right.
So whatever.
That's right. Well, the veil of tears shall be transparencies. Barry in California. Hello, you're up.
Brother Rick and Dr. K. Actually, I call you now Dr. Special K. I like the cereal. But my heart goes out to Jack Bauer. Sorry. And his kids, his son and his daughter, and his friend found him dead today in bed.
Yes, we heard.
I know Jack not very well, but I know him somewhat, and the people I am associated with are talking about it all today. I go home, they're still talking about it. Angela Starks has a show, and she's just all choked up. She was very close to him, talks to him every day.
Yeah.
And Howard Griswold is the one that got him on RBN. He had over 100 hits a month, every month. And so I just wanted to share that. And then
Dr. K,
there's a lady that has a show on the Internet. Her name is April Rain. She's been following this Sandy hoax. And she has a lot of information, and I'm going to try to hook her up with you. She had a video that she found, and I sent it to you and Rick last week or so, and it's it's Sandy Hook predicted in December of 2010, police year, and it was a video.
Right. Send it again, too. Send it fresh
to
both of us.
Send it again. I've been on the road, so, you know.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to hook her up with you.
Definitely.
Okay.
I'll try to get a hold of her, and she'll probably want you to come on her show.
Sure.
Okay.
By all means.
That's
the more help, the merrier. Let's make it viral. Put it up on your links and your websites, Barry, if you can. Everyone do the same, and we will win this war one way or another. Thank you, Barry. I'm sorry for Steve. We didn't have time tonight, Steve in Georgia. We'll do it tomorrow night. Perhaps, Dr. K, you're welcome back, God willing.
I'll try my best. Bye now.
All right, sir. Bless you. Thank you. Folks, we're out of time. Rick Adams, again, contribute to RBN, please. And we will see you, Lord willing, tomorrow. Good night.